I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us as always, Noel and myself in the studio. And hey, it's going to be a good episode. We got a lot to talk about, obviously, on this week. Division series going on. Texas has already moved on to the championship series. Houston and the Twins will be playing here momentarily as we're doing the recording of this show for tonight's episode and or this week's episode anyways. And Noel and I are just catching 7-1. I don't know if a drubbing is the right way of saying it, by the Phillies over the Braves at this point in time in the fifth inning. So Mr. Harper just hit his second home run of the game. it's quite a game. If you're watching it, you already know what we're talking about. And but we'll be dissecting that. We'll be dissecting the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers right now. And, of course, the Houston and the Twins. So lots to talk about. But before we get there, we have to give our shout-out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro. You can check them out at ripgrippro.com. Thank you very much to Tress and his team for being a part of the show always. And being big supporters of ourselves, it is a great hitting training aid. And if you've already taken advantage of it and got one in your hitting program, you already know what we're talking about. If you haven't, reach out to us, DM us, Instagram, Facebook, find out more about that. Also, the rope trainer, our favorite throwing training aid. It's a must-have. Little leaguers to the pros, it doesn't matter. It's got to be in your bag, like your helmet, your cleats, your glove. Part of your everyday package. I mean, you talk about arm health in this day and age, that's the product you want to be having. So reach out to me. Again, I'll talk all day what the value of it is, how to use it, how to implement it into your throwing program, and why it needs to be a part of it. No questions asked. So other than that, we are excited. Hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us around the world. We can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, being a part of the nation. Hey, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. Keep sharing the message. Keep spreading it. Keep wearing that Dirtbag merchandise. We love it. We live it. We breathe it every single day. That's what it's all about. You know it. We're going to tell you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear. And that's just the reality of where we are and why we believe in it. You know, if you don't know, welcome to the show. Hopefully you're going to engage with us and we'll go from there. So other than that, sit back, get that favorite drink, that favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a moment, and we're going to get up, we're going to get after it, and we're going to get dirty.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avins, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade it, any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about on this episode, so let's get after it, brother.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's obviously start out with the one series that has concluded. Like Kirk said, right now we're watching the Phillies and Braves series. 7-1 game right now. Bryce Harper obviously just hit his second home run in the game. I mean, as he's rounding the bases, gives Orlando Arcia just a hard stare down, man. That, like, no two ways about it. It's a very personal series. And, I mean, Philly in Philly, that is a tough spot for anybody to win. Adam Wainwright, he was even talking about in the ALDS. But skipping back to the one series that is done that we said that we were going to jump off this with. So, obviously, didn't put up much of a fight to Baltimore Orioles. I mean, let's be honest. Game one was the closest game out of the series. The rest of the time, Texas just handed them the boots. Obviously, Gunnar Henderson, I mean, gets thrown out at the end of game one. Doesn't sit there, throw the blame at Aaron Hicks. Find out, obviously, Hicks misses a hit and run that ended up getting Gunnar Henderson caught stealing. After that, it was all Texas the entire rest of that series, man. They came out there. Everything was working for him. Evan Carter starts out, what was it, 6-for-6? Like, in terms of getting on base in his first 6 plate appearances, which set the record for most consecutive plate appearances to start out a division series by a rookie. Obviously, that kid had a hell of a series. Corey Seager had a hell of a series. Like, man, you're just looking at that Texas Rangers lineup. Obviously, it's a team that is built to go the distance. Chris Young even said today, hey, listen, like, Scherzer and John Gray, they're both very close to returning. Now, I don't know what their availability is going to be like or what their extent of even going the distance in games is going to be. I can see them realistically probably going about 4 or 5 innings on the high end. I mean, Max Scherzer's a guy, obviously, tons of playoff experience and everything like that, but he's been on the shelf for, what, a month and a half now, pretty much? Like, it's going to be one of those ones that you don't want to stretch those guys out more than 4 innings, I think, going back into that ALCS.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, right? I mean, you look at that offense and the way they're going right now, there's nobody that isn't hitting. There's nobody that isn't in there. Obviously, Mitch Garver getting the grand slam in game two. They're just rolling right now. So you got to feel good as a pitcher, especially Scherzer and Gray coming back or whatever, and that, knowing that you've got that type of offense behind you, you're going to still go out there and try to pitch perfect, but you know in the back of your mind, you don't have to necessarily be perfect. I can settle in. Chances are my team's going to put up runs, so I just got to throw strikes, put the ball in play, do my job of what it is as a pitcher. And this is important, Dirtbags, because I think this gets lost as we're watching pitchers throughout the playoffs and stuff like that, and even the regular season. They're trying to be perfect all the time. And that's just too much on you. That's just too much. Your job is simple as a pitcher. Get hitters out. Not strike one, not throw strikes. Those are byproducts of getting hitters out. because we see a lot of balls where hitters get out on or swing and miss for strike three, whatever it is. It's one pitch at a time. Next pitch matters. Get hitters out. That's your job. That's your job. Stay in the moment. Stay one pitch at a time. And you know what? With that Texas lineup right now, you've got to feel good as a pitcher. I mean, Eovaldi last night threw phenomenal. Coming back, he just went out there. He owned what's going to be a really good team. I mean, Baltimore, obviously, this year was a good team. It was exciting for me to see them in there. It was exciting for me to be back home and be able to watch that team live and be excited about their future. If you're a Baltimore fan, sure, you're disappointed right now. You're devastated right now in the moment, but you're excited as well. Because we were going through it last night, Nolan. They are in a phenomenal place to now go out, and they might need one big hitter. One big hitter, maybe. But go out and get your pitchers, and not that their pitchers are bad. Their pitchers are great. But get some of those good relievers that are on the market. Trade if you need to, but I don't even think you need to trade. They just did the 30-year lease at Camden Yards. They're set up for a really nice future. And they got Jackson Holliday coming through the boards next year.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, no matter how you spin it, right, even if you want to look at the Miami Marlins, right, the pair of those teams coming into this year, there was no expectations for either of those teams to be a postseason team. They both make the playoffs, obviously. Miami obviously eliminated in the wild card, and then you get Baltimore eliminated in the divisional series. But either way, man, both of those teams, neither projected to make it. They're both young, both good managers. Obviously, Brandon Hyde, he's been through the ringer there in Baltimore, and now he's got the postseason experience and everything like that. A lot of young players on that team. Like you said, Jackson Holliday's coming up next year. I'd be very surprised if he's not the opening day shortstop for them, just based on the way that the new CBA has worked out and everything like that. What's the point of keeping that guy down in the minors? Like, he tore up the minor leagues all throughout this year. Like you said, though, it's going to be interesting to see what their approach is in the playoffs, or sorry, in the offseason, because that is a team that obviously they need some more starting pitching. Now, it's not like they need to obviously haul over the entire staff. Like, they got a bunch of young kids there. Grayson Rodriguez, obviously you're expecting him next year to take another step forward. DL Hall, he looked good out of the pen. I don't know what their plan is for him next year. I'd imagine he'll probably still be in the bullpen. But if I'm a free agent starting pitcher, like, the market is deep this year. Obviously, they got guys, man. I don't know. Baltimore, obviously, perennially hasn't spent the big bucks on the starting pitching. But if I'm Baltimore and I'm Elias, this is going to be the first time in his history that they go out and they sign one of those pitchers to a multi-year contract. And with the way that the depth is for this year's starting pitching class, if I'm one of those top-notch aces, man, and I'm looking at Baltimore's lineup, I am seriously considering. Now, I get that the AL East is a juggernaut to go through. And as a starting pitcher, obviously, you don't really want to go into that division. But at the same time, man, like, I'm wanting to hop on the Baltimore Orioles bandwagon. Because, yeah, that is a team that is deep, they're young, and they're hungry, man. And you can tell next year, they took that step. They got into the playoffs this year. They got their playoff experience. They have the best catcher, in my opinion, in Adley Rutschman. And he's a guy that every single one of them starting pitchers there in Baltimore, they all said, this guy just commands the locker room. He earns every single pitcher's respect. He does it his way. And if I'm a pitcher, I would love to throw to Adley Rutschman next year, being one of those starting pitchers that's available.
Well, that's it, right? You got Dean Kremer doing well. You got Kyle Bradish. He had a tremendous year. And you got John Means coming back. So you've got three real good pieces. And then, like you said, you got Grayson Rodriguez. You go out and get one real good hammer. That's a great lineup. That's a great place to be in. And like you said, if I'm a free agent pitcher, I'm excited. I'm hoping to be getting offers.
Well, let me propose a question to you, Kirk. All right. Guy that's had success in the AL East before, Blake Snell. Can Baltimore back up the truck to get a guy like Blake Snell to come and pitch for them? Because you know it's not easy. If you've never pitched in the AL East, it's not an easy division for a pitcher just to sign as a free agent and have success there. You look statistically, guys. I mean, obviously, New York Yankees, they've tried it a bunch of times, and they're basically 50-50 on it at best. That's what I'm saying, man. A guy like Blake Snell, he's had success in the AL East. He knows what that juggernaut's like. Can Baltimore go out and get him?
Yeah, I think they can because my reason is if they keep the schedule the way they did this year, that AL East battle isn't as hard as it used to be. You're probably looking at one less game starting against each one of those teams in a season. Just with the schedule the way it is broken down, you're not playing as many interleague game or interdivisional games. I think it changes the perspective of a pitcher now with the AL East. Sure, they're still the big hammers. You know Boston's only going to get better. They're going to be right in the hunt for more starting pitching. There's going to be challenges to it. There's no question. Toronto still has a great staff to come back again next year. Tampa Bay's got a little bit of work to do. It's going to be interesting because they got Glasnow coming up the arbitration area and stuff like that. So he's maybe pricing himself out, and he obviously came back real well. But I think they do. Normally, I would say no. They're not going to sign that contract that's going to take for Blake Snell or Snell. But I think they can in the States. I think they go for it. They get in on it. And even if they don't get him, I think it shows to the Aaron Nolas possibly and those other big guys that are out there, hey, these guys are serious. They're talking. Maybe they will talk to me as well if they don't get him. And it's going to be interesting. But that was a tremendous series. Even though Baltimore lost, you got to be excited as a Baltimore fan. Texas, you're loving life right now. I know we'll talk about the Astros and the Twins, and only tonight will tell whether they're going to Game 5 or whether Astros are moving on to another ALCS. But, I mean, if you're a Texas person, I know you're cheering for it, you're wanting it, you're living it, you're dying it, you're breathing it. Time's going to tell. So, Dirtbags, we will be right back, and we're just going to carry on and keep getting after it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, Dirtbags, welcome back. Nolan, what do you want to do? Want to pick up with Houston and Twins?
Yeah, so let's jump over to the other ALDS series right now. Obviously, it's bottom of the first right now as time of recording. Let's be honest, man. I as much as people don't want to see Houston in the ALCS for, what, the 20th consecutive year in a row, it seems like, they're just dominating Minnesota. Like, obviously, Pablo Lopez just pitched a fantastic game in game two. But, like, Byron Buxton just coming back because Alex Kirilloff is out for game four here now. I mean, realistically, looking at it, like, obviously, Carlos Correa, hey, I'm not... Carlos Correa, when he was a member of Houston, obviously, totally different guy than what he is as a member of the Minnesota Twins. He, what was it? He just became the third place all-time for RBIs in the postseason, passing Derek Jeter and Big Poppy there the other day with his 63rd RBI on the two-run single. But, I mean, you're looking at it, and Houston obviously just has Minnesota's number right now. And Minnesota, hey, man, I give Rocco Baldelli a lot of credit. Obviously, that's a team that I thought realistically was going to lose to Toronto in the first round and, like, in the wild card round. But they went out there and they hammered the boots to Toronto, dominated them, even though the scores were relatively close. They dominated that series. Now they come in, they play Houston, obviously a significantly better team in my opinion, and Houston is taking care of business like they should. But Minnesota, a lot of things that they can build off of for next year. Good-looking team. They got some good pitchers. Obviously, the biggest thing that they're going to have to address in the offseason is Sonny Gray. How do they replace him?
Yeah, there's no question. You hit the nail on the head for me anyways with the Houston Astros. I know we hold a grudge still from 2017 and that and that'll stay with me forever or whatever. And you know that, dirtbags. But at the end of the day, those guys are dirtbags. That lineup, they came back after that Pablo Lopez, and they put a plan together against Sonny Gray, and they just put it to him. And there's a guy that came back and dominated this year. Dominated was starting again this year. And they just, when they're locked in, they might be the best team in baseball for me. They really might. I mean, yes, Yordan Alvarez. That's what Vladimir Guerrero should be watching if you're a Toronto Blue Jay or whatever and stuff like that. And you want to be that type of player because he gets it done. Bregman gets it done. He always has. Altuve gets it done. Verlander coming back. Game one. Got it done. When they're locked in, that team, Kyle Tucker just does what he does. But boy, are they good. Brantley comes back from missing, what, three quarters of the season? 5/6 of the season. He's right back hitting like he always has. Just disciplined, quality at bat after quality at bat. Those guys are tough. So if I'm a Minnesota team and I'm looking at that, not that they have a bunch of rookies on Minnesota, obviously, in that, but I'm taking that away, whether they can come back and win this series or they lose it, and I'm really watching, I'm really studying how they go about their business, the Houston Astros, because they're good, they're locked in. I mean, Christian Javier dominated them last night, the Twins or whatever and that. Framber Valdez, he had probably a game like he does most times or whatever. Yes, he was against Pablo Lopez, but if he's locked in, phenomenal. Saw it early in the year, right? No hitter. When he's not locked in, he's about a 4 or 5 inning guy, and that's what you got out of him the other night. So he's a Dr. Heckel, Mr. Hyde guy, type of guy. But boy, that team is locked in. So you're right. I mean, if you're Texas, like I said before the break in the first part of the episode, hey, you're excited if you're Texas because it could be two state teams that are just going to go to battle. And I'm impartial either way, whether it's the Twins or the Astros. I just want to see a great series, and I'm glad Texas is in it because I'm rooting for Texas all the way through.
Kirk's not really saying that with a straight face. He's 100% partial to Texas. And I think a lot of fans are, just because, man, people are sick of seeing the Astros. And that's no disrespect to the Astros. No. Like you said, man, the Astros are a fantastic team, and they're built for the playoffs, as they've shown for the past 8 years, 7 years. But at the same time, man, it's just good to see fresh blood up there. So you want Texas to win that series. All right, now let's jump over to the National League Divisional Series. Obviously, like we said, you got Philadelphia right now. They're up 7-1. Aaron Nola just got pulled after 5 2/3 of excellent pitching against the Atlanta Braves, held into one run. Bryce Harper, 2 home runs this game, sets the National League Divisional Series record for home runs. with his 10th career home run in the divisional series, passing Chipper Jones for most all time. I mean, right now, Philadelphia, it's easy to sit here and say, based on today's game, it looks like Philadelphia is going to be up 2-1 in that series. They should have swept because they had that 4-0 lead, and Zach Wheeler diced them up for 99% of his start, and then made one bad pitch, right? Like, obviously, Trey Turner has the error, and then one bad pitch to Travis d'Arnaud makes it a 4-3 game. Obviously, Jeff Hoffman comes in, lets up the two-run home run to Austin Riley on the hang-me slider on a pitch that he should have just stuck with the fastball. We were saying that the other night. He should have stuck with the fastball. Obviously, Riley was late on his fastball the entire time. But you know what? He tried to just, I guess, outplay himself type of deal. Like, I don't really know what the call was there. That was one that he should have just shaken off JT Realmuto and gone with the heater. Or if he did shake off JT Realmuto, well, then that's just a stupid move by him. But either way, man, you're looking at it. Philadelphia realistically has dominated 90% of this series. But Atlanta, they're hanging on. They're 2-1. They're going to come back with, I believe it's Max Fried for game 4. But playing in Philadelphia, man, that is not an easy place to play. You look at the home field advantage that the Philadelphia Philly fans create for that team, and that is a significant home field advantage.
Yeah, and I mean, it comes back to me for the offense, right? Everybody knows what Atlanta did all year or whatever, but let's be honest, everybody out there in Dirtbag Nation, I mean, we expect the Philadelphia Phillies to do the same thing. We knew Bryce was on the shelf for the first, 2 months basically or whatever, but boy, Philadelphia has come out in this series and they've done basically what the Braves did all season. They have none done anything but hit and hit and hit and hit and hit. I mean, Acuna's been able to get on a couple times. He's got, about 3 steals right now. But other than that, man, they have, I mean, yes, you got Wheeler and Nola, and they've done what they did. Suarez had a tremendous first game. Gave out there, went out and got him, his 4 innings roughly. Set the tone. Let them do their job. But boy, I'll tell you what, that lineup, that's another good lineup that if they're in that World Series again at the end of the year or whatever, that's going to be some good offenses against some good pitching. I just really enjoy watching the Philadelphia Phillies because, again, they're a lot like the Astros. When they're locked in, they're disciplined. They take those close pitches. They hit the pitches when they're there. They just don't miss. I mean, yeah, Trey Turner had that bad play in game 2 or whatever and that on the throw-in. That didn't necessarily change the momentum, but it wasn't what you're expecting with the playoffs. But, hey, it happened. They moved on. Obviously, Bryce Harper, everybody's been debating that the last couple of days. Great move, bad move to end the game. You can look at it either way. Either way you can look at it because, you know, yes, you don't go past second base or whatever on a fly ball. You still have one other guy. Your team is hitting great. You still could have maybe tied that game up or whatever and that. He ends up having the double play. But obviously, he went into that clubhouse, and whether he said it or he didn't say it, that's on me, boys. Jump on my back. Let's get home to Philly, and let's get the job done on our home field because you're seeing it tonight, man. 2 bombs. Castellanos, I think, had the other one. Knockout Edler. After, 2 2/3, I think? Man, they're looking good. Now, having said that, Braves are putting a run up after getting Nola pulled or whatever and stuff like that, hitting up Strom. So, I mean, this game isn't done yet. I mean, they can wake up those bats in a hurry, as we saw the other night, the Braves. So, there's work to be done. And hopefully Robbie Thompson made the right move on pulling them after 5 2/3. You just don't know. You just do not know. But that is a good series. You're not having a whole lot of fun if you're a Brave fan yet. But if you're a Philly fan, you're sitting back and loving life right now. You enjoyed it last year. You should be enjoying it this year. I know one other little quick shout out or whatever and that I saw over the weekend, actually, that we should talk about quickly, was John Middleton, the owner of the Philadelphia Phillies, getting onto the dugout and throwing out brand new baseballs to the fans. That's an owner that loves his fans. Not sitting up in the press box, not hiding, getting out there and enjoying this ride with the people that pay the bills at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, that's a cool little tidbit, that's for sure. And obviously, man, whenever you're involved with the Philly fans, like, they love it. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Like, he's a guy that knows damn well that the Philly fans are going to show up and support every single given chance that they can take, because that's a good team. Like you said, went to the World Series last year. Aspirations are the World Series this year. You saw it, Nick Castellanos obviously flashing that ring finger right off the bat. He wants that ring, man. So do the rest of the Phillies. Jumping over to the other NLDS series, though. Arizona, 2-0. Back in Arizona. Do they get it done tonight? Honestly, I hope so. And then, to top it off, I pray to God that the Los Angeles Dodgers fire that idiot Dave Roberts. I can't stand Dave Roberts. Everybody on here knows that I can't stand Dave Roberts. I think he should have been fired 5 years ago, because that guy hasn't won a World Series in a full season ever. And that is a damn good team, and that's a damn shame that they can't get a manager to manage them properly. I know some people out there, they're going to hate me for saying that, but I'm looking at that lineup, and I'm looking at that guy's career postseason success, and he has not had the success that you should with that lineup.
Yeah, at some point, it's got to change, right? And, I mean, we'll talk more about it in the third segment of this show and stuff, but quick little fact right out here before we end this episode. 12 out of 26 runs for the Diamondbacks in the playoffs have been scored by Corbin Carroll and Tommy Pham. 12 of 26. Boys, get on base. Boys, do your job. And that's hard to believe with the amount of guys that have been hitting and doing stuff with that team. I mean, it's outstanding. So, Dirtbags, get your drink, settle in, take a break. We'll be right back here, and we're just going to keep carrying on.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, The Entrance, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device, payment, purchase, or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talking about the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers series before the break. And, you know, just mentioned about Corbin Carroll and Tommy Pham. 12 out of the 26 runs scored to this point in time have been scored by those two. And that's hard to believe when you sit there and you look and you go, holy cow. Gabriel Moreno, one of the big offseason trades with the Blue Jays or whatever, and that. A couple of big bombs came back. I know last week on the episode we were worried because he had just gotten hit in the head and removed from the game in the last series against Milwaukee. But, hey, he came right out of the gate, catching Merrill Kelly in game one, catching Zach Gallen in game two, and swinging a hot bat still. Yuli Gurriel, the other one out of that trade. Hey.
Lourdes.
Yeah, Lourdes, sorry. Yeah, same thing. Bombs, great defense. That's a good-looking team. Boy, I got to be honest, they've surprised me. And what a pleasure it's been to be able to come home and see them play. Because wow, that's an impressive team. That is, they deserve to be right there. Like that Dodgers team, we know they're a good team. And you just hit the nail on the head, Nolan, with, yes, Dave Roberts, at some point, unfortunately, you got to go. You're a tremendous guy, a hell of a good dude. But you got to get the job done at some point. And he just hasn't been able to get the job done. And if they can come back and win three somehow against the Diamondbacks, you keep your job, I guess. But right now, that Diamondbacks team, they just look relaxed. They look confident. They look comfortable. They're going home. It'll be interesting to watch the crowd tonight because as most of the regular season, like they said, most of their home games, whenever they play the Padres or the Dodgers, it's almost like an away game because so many people travel. So it's going to be interesting to see what that crowd does. Do they come out and support the D-backs? Do they get after this? Because it's the first time in the playoffs for a long time.
Yeah, the fans better show up, man. Honestly, like you said, you know that the fans travel well, especially to Arizona. It was pretty much all season long, too, right? Whenever opposing teams were in there, it seemed like not necessarily half the stadium, but about a quarter of the stadium seemed to be, or at least a third, well, I'd probably even say closer to a third of the stadium, seemed to be the away team. And in for whatever reason, it seemed like there was a lot of away team chants when I was watching the Arizona Diamondbacks games. Now, that being said, obviously, playoff baseball is a hell of a lot different, but you're looking at it, man, and like, I hope Arizona gets it done tonight. Like, I really do. Now, Mookie Betts, obviously, he's a guy that needs to perform back to the levels that he's normally performing at. Because when you have an .088 batting average over your last nine postseason games, obviously that's not what they're paying him the money to do, right? Like, he's a guy that came in there with high expectations. Obviously, they got the job done year one of him there where they won the World Series. But end of the day, man, like, I'm looking at that. They need a change of scenery. They need a new manager. I've been adamant about this. Dave Roberts, hey, that guy can win 175 games in a season. I know that's not physically possible, but this is my point. This guy wins 100-plus games almost year in, year out, gets to the playoffs. You're loaded with your team. You can't win. I don't know what it is about him, but when it comes down to that biggest stage moment, for whatever reason, he can't win. It blows my mind at the fact that he is still the manager there, and like I just don't get it. But Clayton Kershaw, he's another guy that, God forbid, it does go to game four. What do you do with Clayton Kershaw? Career postseason ERA of 4.49, right? That's two earned runs higher in the postseason than what he has in the career regular season. Like, his regular season ERA, 2.48. Postseason, 4.49. Like, that is just astronomical, man. And, like, he's a guy that obviously, what was it, game one, lets up six runs, six hits, one walk, no Ks, a third of an inning. Bobby Miller comes out game two, inning in two-thirds, I think three runs, four runs, something like that before he got pulled. So you're looking at it, man, that bullpen's got to be taxed. So if I'm the Diamondbacks, I am trying to hop on the starting pitcher, Lance Lynn, as early as possible and trying to drive him out of the game as soon as I can. Because I know dang well that bullpen doesn't have a lot of arms left.
Yeah, they've had to use a lot in the first two games. There's no question about it. And significant pitch counts. Holy moly. Diamondbacks have done way better than any one of us could have expected. There's no question. I mean, again, same thing as we say amongst the other teams. If you're a D-back fan, you are loving life. You are absolutely impressed with what they're doing right now. And if they keep doing that, hey, they're going to be fine in the championship series as well. That's another good team that's going to match up. Lovello's got them running real hot right now, real relaxed, real confident, like I said. So that's kind of our updates with the division series. And as we're talking, the Twins and the Astros are tied at one in the bottom of the second. So, hey, good game. Got Urquidy against Ryan. Hey, guys have got to get it done. There's no question. And it looks like Trey Turner might have just, yes, he did. He just went yard. Phillies are up 8-2. Trey Turner, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the train. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies just look good. There's no question about it. So we could talk on and on about them, but we do have a couple of curtain call questions, Nolan, stuff like that, from some of the people out there. So thanks for sending them in to us. You know how you can do that. You DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram, and we will certainly either talk with you in person about it, as we always do, or we will try to get to them on a show. So one is, obviously, Toronto fans, all the debate, all the discussions. They're talking about bringing manager John Schneider back. Atkins has publicly stated it. He will be back for 2024. Question is, do we believe that he will actually be back in 2024? Or does upper management come to the realization he's just maybe not the right guy?
You know what? I hope it's for opening day so he can get a standing ovation and then be fired halfway through the first pitch and replaced. Because John Schneider, to me, not the manager the Jays need. Not the manager the Jays deserve. You look at that. You saw Whit Merrifield's comments today. Whit Merrifield comes out and says, I still don't understand why we pulled Jose Berrios. Not to that exact wordage, but it was more or less to that exact wordage. It was basically along the lines of, what the heck were we doing pulling Berrios in game two? That was the same as the Tampa Bay Rays back in 2020 when they pulled Blake Snell after, what, six innings of him just going through the Dodgers lineup. Dodgers end up teeing up whoever the bullpen pitcher was that came in. I can't remember off the top of my head, obviously. But either way, man, like, that's just a huge momentum switch. You're bringing in Kikuchi, and I don't know what sort of career relief appearances, especially in the playoffs, that Kikuchi has. And it was just a terrible decision. Like, they end up just costing themselves that. Schneider, in my opinion, is not the right guy for that team. Yes, I get that he was the manager in AA when they had Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, all those young bucks when they were coming up together, and he won with the Northwestern League or something like that for AA. I can't remember off the top of my head. Wins the AA championship anyways. So, moral of the story, though, John Schneider, in my opinion, should not be manager next year. I basically said it since, what, June, that I don't believe that guy should be on the team. To take it one step further, I think they should trade Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. right now can bring back a good enough haul. Now, I don't know if Arizona's going to do this or not. I said this last week to you off air, but I was saying, man, if I'm the Arizona Diamondbacks and I'm the Toronto Blue Jays, I'm trying to trade Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for Christian Walker and Jordan Lawler. Their shortstop of the future. I don't know if they can get that deal done or not. Toronto might have to kick in a little bit, but that's a deal that I'm seriously trying to consider if I can, if I'm Toronto. Because Christian Walker, best defensive first baseman in baseball, 30 home runs, very clutch this year. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., zero clutch. He was not a clutch player, subpar defensively. I get that, yeah, he won the AL Gold Glove last year, but still, my opinion, no bueno. Got to trade him.
New York Yankee fans going crazy right now after today's release of Hal Steinbrenner commenting that we were able to uncover a bunch of issues that we need to correct for 2024. What type of issues can you imagine that he was trying to portray to the Yankee faithful?
Yeah, Aaron Boone, new training staff, new field, new everything. Replace the way that they do business. I don't know, man. You can name a million different things. Like, I just think that they just need a complete overhaul of the way that they approach everything about it, because that team is so injury prone and they waste so much money on guys. You look at Carlos Rodon, he misses what, almost half the season with injury and then sucked. Like, they just need a complete overhaul. And if I'm being honest, I'm starting with Aaron Boone. yeah, I get that Boone is family legacy and everything like that, throw MLB, but it's got to start with the manager, man. If you want to get back to serious consideration, I get that Buck Showalter didn't have a great tenure with the New York Mets, but that's a guy that I think could come back to the New York Yankees, obviously having spent some time there before. Obviously, in New York, like having experience in both New York teams, so he is the New York media and everything like that. I don't know, man. End of the day, they just need to figure some stuff out, and they need to keep their players healthy. They can keep their players healthy, they might be in contention next year.
On Buck Showalter, the New York Mets, Billy Epler, Mets question, what the heck happened? Not only a disastrous season do we have to watch, an implosion. Steve Cohen's got to be embarrassed. What does that coaching staff look like? Now, I know the Craig Council rumors have been out there. What do you perceive New York Mets looking like spring training?
I mean, you just said it. You just said, in my opinion, Craig Council's coming. David Stearns is what? Vice President of Baseball Operations or something like that?
President
of Baseball Operations? So, I mean, obviously he's going to have a say no matter what they do. I don't know who he's going to hire as a GM, but you're looking at it, man. Craig Council makes a heck of a lot of sense. And you look at the success that he's had in the NL Central, obviously not the toughest division, but he turned the Milwaukee Brewers into a legitimate powerhouse there in that division. Craig Council would make a lot of sense to me joining David Stearns. And that would be exactly what the New York Mets need to kick that off. Because like you said, Cohen's embarrassed and he needs a winning manager.
Well, he's got to be surprised, and obviously that's why all those guys had to step down, because something went on, and he's been awful quiet. So whether he knew about it or not, I know he's a hands-on owner and stuff like that, because that's his childhood team. He openly says it, right? But he cleaned house. He didn't have to be the guy that publicly came out or whatever. All those guys stepped down on their own or whatever and that, but obviously they had conversations behind the scenes. So that's a huge, huge, wow, slap in the face all the way around. There could be some ramifications on something like that when they're talking about injury manipulation of the IL and stuff like that. That's the report out, Dirtbags, that's what they're looking into. And that could be something like, I don't know, there could be some draft picks. It'd be interesting to see what if the MLB finds out truth behind that type of stuff, what type of ramifications they'll put against the New York Mets. But they got to just come in with some clean slate, good-looking stuff, and get on the right page and slow the whole thing down and let Cohen get his feet under him a little bit, take away the emotion of being a fan and now become an owner and realize, okay, we tried the buy like so many people do out there in the industry. It didn't work out. We got to back it up. We got to build a farm system. We got to build a team. And we got to have the right pieces in place. Another quick one just before we're done and Nolan's ready for his final thought. Washington Nationals cleaning house this week, too. Davey Martinez staying and Mike Rizzo getting the extension. Other than that, everybody on that coaching staff is wiped out as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a young team, so that's what they needed to do. But it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward. Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, Royce Lewis. All right. 4 postseason home runs now this year. That guy obviously has had a tumultuous career, to say the least. What, 2 ACL surgeries? Battled through a plethora of other injuries so far just to even reach the big leagues. Obviously, he was one of the top prospects coming out there a few years back. Obviously, same thing this year. Still a guy that was highly regarded within circles. But it was a matter of, can he stay healthy? That was essentially what it came down to at the end of the day. This postseason, man, that guy, when you're seeing a healthy Royce Lewis, the year that he put up, and even this postseason that he's put up, has been absolutely fantastic. And as a Minnesota Twin fan, you can look forward to that guy being your starting, whatever you want to call him, third base next year. I guess he's going to play third base because Correa signed forever. But yeah, man, like, you can confidently pencil that guy in. As long as he can stay healthy, that guy is going to be a middle of the bat batter for you. And he might carry that offense next year. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be an AL MVP candidate, but my goodness, is he had a fantastic start to his career.
Yeah, no question, man. He's a beast. He was a much bigger kid when I got to see him live against the Blue Jays and stuff. Again, I was away, obviously, Dirtbag, so I tried to watch as much baseball as I could in between and stuff like that. But to really be able to get to see him live, just like so many of the other players, he is a big, strong dude. And obviously with the ACLs and everything else, he needed to get strong and everything else. So the bottom line is, you're right, Nolan. Hopefully he is there, if you're a Twins fan, for a long time and an enjoyable time. He's another guy that just has to be on the field because he can do electric stuff every time he swings the bat. There's no question. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. We would never do it without you. Please share it. Please keep buying the merchandise, being proud to be a Dirtbag, being a part of the nation. You can find it all out at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Get whichever you need. You need advice. You need training tips. You need coaching advice. You need parenting help. Whatever it is, players, reach out to us. DM us, Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. Contact me directly, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and we'll get it answered. So, unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Thanks for listening, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.